Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording at a somewhat late 10:30 p.m. on Monday, the 19th of November. Now, this was a risk-on day, to use that banal terminology. And what I mean by that first is that the Asian markets were a little bit subdued. Not a great deal going on there, but mostly some drifting, a little bit easier overall. That's hardly surprising given the weakness that we'd seen on Wall Street last week. But in here today, first in the European markets, which actually started the rally, we've seen some big gains. And top of the list that I can see on the main screen here is the Italian market, up over 3%. But we've got Spain 2.3%, German DAX 2.5%, French CAC 2.9%, the Euro Stoxx 50 2.8%, the FTSE 100 index, the UK market, of course, that's 2.36% higher. So most of these gains are over 2%, and some of them well over 2%, including the Swiss market index up 2%. Now, Wall Street carried on pretty much in that vein. The S&P was up 27 points, or nearly 2%, it's up 1.99%. The Nasdaq, which had been the leader on the downside, was up 2.21%. That was helped by a really strong rebound on the shares for Apple. And Apple, as you may have recalled if you've been following that, fell all the way back from a high in just above 700. Looks like it was 705 back on the 9th of September, on the 21st of September, and it fell all the way down to just above 500 on Friday before closing slightly up on the day and off those lows. But today we saw Apple surge up $38 to 565.73. So if you look at that on a chart, and I recommend that you do have a look at it, you had this very persistent, very orderly downward move that steepened somewhat last Friday, but then closed at the highs of the day, and we've got a big gap to the upside in here today, and that certainly indicates that a low of at least near-term significance has been established by Apple Computers. Now, I think also the upward dynamics that we've seen on the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ were all sufficiently strong to say that we've got a low of at least near-term significance, and it's occurred after a sharp sell-off, and it's occurred following a clear oversold condition and a general sort of deterioration in sentiment. So all the classic evidence is there for a reasonable technical rally. Now, what happened here today, people might well be asking. And after all, we had the battle between Israel and the nearby regions, which had been stockpiling some missiles. And that had been a concern on Friday, but Israel's a very effective action, including its shield defenses have really protected the country, except for the initial hit, which I think killed three people. And they've been effectively wiping out a lot of these missiles that have been put in place for future attacks. So I think that the realization following the weekend was that no, this wasn't going to be a major disaster, or at least certainly not in the short term, and that indeed Israel looked like it was winning quite a comprehensive victory here, at least in the short term. And against the background of the overall oversold condition that we've seen, that's clearly been enough to lead to these very strong rebounds that we have actually seen. And I think that those rallies will probably continue. We may see some sort of pause and brief consolidation before long. But we would have to take out the lows that we saw on Friday, to indicate that these markets had seen nothing but a one-day wonder and were going to continue the overall sell-off. I think that's against the odds. In other words, I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're probably going to get quite a good rally in here overall. And another factor which merits some discussion is the situation in the United States, where clearly Republicans, who were very often major shareholders, had felt that Obama might well be defeated at the last election. Instead, he won it with surprising ease, although it was a close contest, as we can recall from what was taking place. But that Obama's victory surprised and disappointed a number of those investors, because they know that their tax rates on gains are going to be lifted from that rather low level of 15% that President Bush had pushed them to some time ago. So what's happened is that we've seen a fair amount of selling here in the short term, and that's probably pretty much out of the way, and people therefore will have realized the gain before the end of the year. And they're likely to be tempted back into the market in many of those same positions over the next few weeks. And I think that process actually started here today. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw quite a decent stock market rally over the next few weeks. Now, looking elsewhere, that's the main drama. Is what we've seen really in the European stock markets and also on Wall Street. looking elsewhere today, government bond prices eased a little bit. The dollar also eased. So to go back to that risk-on, risk-off banality, it was a typical risk-on day with stock markets up. With the bond markets a little bit lower, with the US dollar also a little lower. We saw the Australian dollar, for instance, push back up above 104. We've seen sterling push a little higher here at 159. We've seen the euro also move a little higher here at 127. 72. And the main additional action, other than stock markets, has occurred in commodities. And the biggest gains, I suspect, or close to the biggest gains in the commodity markets, have probably been in precious metals. We have seen gold rally back up to $18. It's currently, and after hours trading, it's currently at 1731 and change. We have seen palladium get the biggest percentage gain of overall. That's closed out at 645 here today. That's up over 18. We have seen, now let me find platinum, closed up. I think actually they closed a little off these highs, but the screens are now showing the closing levels. But and the closing level for platinum was at 1583.8, and we've also seen silver get a very strong move, and it's currently showing at 33.18. That's up over 81 cents. So the point I want to make here regarding the precious metals is that we have seen a little bit of easing over the last 5 or 6 days, and that has been offset here today by these big upward dynamics on the first risk-on type of day that we've actually seen. So that's very encouraging for precious metal bulls. When I wrote a bullish comment on them on Friday, I said that we had seen an improvement here in overall sentiment for precious metals, and that while weakness on Wall Street was a definite headwind for the rally, that the moment Wall Street looked a little bit further, we were more than likely to see some real strength across the boards in the precious metal sector. And that's exactly what's taken place. And I think that we will probably see additional gains with gold, for instance, moving up quite close to, if not above, that $1,800 level, which it's backed away from on at least three occasions over the last many months. And I think we're likely to see at least that between now and, say, the end of this year. Silver, with today's action, has been extremely firm, only gave up a little bit of ground last week and pushed up. More than offset that with today's upward dynamic. So this is consistent with my view that we are back, with Fuller Money's view, that we are back in an overall bullish phase for precious metals, and that this is likely to carry well into 2013. It might run through most of the whole of next year. In other words, I think, and I do want to emphasize this point because I think it's extremely important, the technical evidence overall suggests that we have completed one of those large medium-term downward corrective phases. It's taken about 15 months, incidentally, to do that. And if you look at the long-term charts of gold, particularly if you look at the Mana semi-logarithmic scale, you'll see that we have had at least three of these rather lengthy pauses following good gains to the upside, in which we have seen consolidation phases, pullbacks first, and then a gradual support building phase. And then eventually resuming the overall upward trend on average about 21 months later, following the 20 months after the original high. Now, say we're in the 15th month, it looks very much as if we're back into an accumulation phase overall for these precious metals. They may remain a bit choppy, as most markets are today. But the upward potential looks quite significant over the medium term. So I am definitely looking at higher levels over that period. And what else to mention here? Industrial metals, a strong action overall. It looks like we have a lows in for at least the medium term, and that we're going to see a further recovery. And on that note, All the best to all of you.